This is All the Year Round, daily readings for the new church. Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Today's readings are Genesis chapter 27, verses 6 to 17, and Arcana Celestia, number 3309. Genesis, chapter 27, verses 6 to 17. And Rebekah said to Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak to Esau thy brother, saying, Bring to me a hunting, and make for me savory meats, and I will eat, and will bless thee before Jehovah before my death. And now, my son, obey my voice, according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock, and take for me from thence two good kids of the she-goats, and I will make them savory meats for thy father, such as he loves. And thou shalt bring to thy father, and he shall eat, in order that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall be in his eyes as one who misleads, and I shall bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing. And his mother said to him, Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice, and go, take for me. And he went, and took, and brought to his mother. And his mother made savory meats, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took garments of desires of Esau her elder son that were with her in the house, and clothed Jacob her younger son. And the skins of the kids of the she-goats she caused him to be clothed with on his hands, and on the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meats and the bread, which she had made, into the hand of Jacob her son. Arcana Celestia, number 3309. The reason why by venison are signified truths sensual and scientific, in which people are instructed, and by which they who are in the good of life are affected, is because venison, in a broad sense, denotes those things which are taken by hunting, as rams, kids, she-goats, and the like, and that these denote spiritual goods. And also because the arms used in hunting, which were quivers, bows, and darts, denote doctrinals of truth. That such are the things signified by venison may be evident from what is said to Esau by his father Isaac, chapter 27 following. Take, I pray, thine arms, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go forth into the field, and hunt me venison, and make me savory meat such as I have loved. Verses 3 and 4. And to Jacob, who is there taken for Esau in the same chapter, Bring to me, that I may eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. Whence it is manifest what is signified by venison. And again, Genesis chapter 27, verses 6 to 17. And Rebekah said to Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak to Esau thy brother, saying, Bring to me a hunting, and make for me savory meats, and I will eat, and will bless thee before Jehovah before my death. And now, my son, obey my voice, according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock, and take for me from thence two good kids of the she-goats, and I will make them savory meats for thy father, such as he loves. And thou shalt bring to thy father, and he shall eat, in order that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall be in his eyes as one who misleads, and I shall bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing. And his mother said to him, Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice, and go, take for me. And he went, and took, and brought to his mother. And his mother made savory meats, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took garments of desires of Esau her elder son that were with her in the house, and clothed Jacob her younger son. And the skins of the kids of the she-goats she caused him to be clothed with on his hands, and on the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meats and the bread, which she had made, into the hand of Jacob her son. This has been All the Year Round, Daily Readings for the New Church. If you have found this podcast valuable, please consider telling a friend about it. If you'd like to get in touch, send us an email at alltheyearroundpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more readings from the Sacred Scriptures and the Heavenly Doctrine of the New Church.